Atlantis. The sleeping prophet Edgar Cayce stated the people of Atlantis brought three cataclysms upon themselves. He said the first one occurred somewhere around 50,000 BC. Apparently, they had some sort of power source that was destroyed. The second one occurred 22,000 years later, around 28,000 BC, and it split their continent into three pieces, and the last one occurred about 10,500 BC and their three islands sunk, sending any survivors to other lands. There is a theory among some archaeologists Atlantis was once a tropical continent, and that the Earth's crust shifted. This shift is said to have moved the continents, putting Atlantis in an unfavorable position and causing a disaster of epic proportions. They claim Atlantis became Antarctica and was buried under millions of tons of snow and ice, thus erasing any evidence of its prior existence. Will humans someday stare in wonder as gleaming marble and gold buildings grow from the receding ice, revealing the greatness that once was Atlantis? Plato's description of Atlantis, the island city of Atlantis, is built on a volcano, within a vast fertile plain on an island continent. The plain is surrounded by mountains, which hold vast amounts of copper, tin and gold, used to decorate the temples and city. Could Atlantis be in the Bahamas? Ruins off the coast of the Bahamas reveal megalithic structures that are more advanced than the Great Pyramid in Egypt, but smaller. One of the most remarkable features of these ruins are the quarry marks. They are identical to those on the Great Pyramid. The stones in Bimini contain a great many maps of the sky. The ruins reflect a fascination for the number 5 and 9. The ancient Egyptians also felt these were very important numbers. Examples of a checkerboard calculator system were found on top of the Great Pyramid, in which these numbers played an important part. Some astronomers believe this grid was somehow used to plot the rising and setting of the sun. The stones are so old crystallization can be seen in the inside of broken hollow stones. The crystallization is so complete the inside of the stones look like the inside of a geode. Recently worked iron and organic material was found inside an area that had been hermetically sealed. There are other areas with hermetic seals that are yet to be opened. These ruins contain roads, domes, rectangular buildings, unidentified metallic instruments, and a statue holding a crystal containing miniature pyramids. Dr. Maxine Asher's Expedition 1973. Curlian photographs showed an eye inside the crystal not visible to our naked eyes. The cement used in building these pyramids was superior to the cement today. An opaque crystal tablet was discovered which displayed strange writing when a light was shone through it. Tiahuanaco, Bolivia is the oldest city ever found and is thought to be 27,000 years old. A calendar had been found there with the exact position of the planets and stars 27,000 years ago. It is believed that the ruins contain the same type construction. How about finding Atlantis in the waters off Japan? Well, some experts think so. Off the south shore of Okinawa Island, great ruins of what could have been a city were discovered in 1995. Monolithic blocks were scattered along the seabed, but the shape of the structures were obscured by organic growth, but looked man-made. A year later, an archway of fitted stone was discovered with the stones fitted together in the same manner as the prehistoric buildings of the Incas. Later, in shallow depths, paved streets, staircases, plazas and pylons were found. Granite sandstone seems to be the material used in the blocks. Okinawa's oldest building is named Hag's Castle, which dates back to the beginning of the first millennium BC, and its site is even older. Some experts think there is a similarity between the buildings under the sea and named Hag's Castle. Okinawans venerate their ancient ancestors who are buried in vaults. The word for these vaults is moai, the same word used by the inhabitants of Easter Island to describe the large statues scattered around the island. The undersea site doesn't seem to have suddenly been struck by a geological disaster. The buildings appear to be in good condition. It seems the buildings may have sank. Unfortunately, since the currents are so strong, the buildings and ruins are constantly being cleaned, so carbon dating is out of the question. There are many more sites around the world that would be candidates for Atlantis, or Emu or Lemuria or many other sites of legend, but the truth is, at this point, we don't even know if these places ever existed. What may be true is there was some kind of super society that built incredible structures all over the world and most likely was in contact across oceans and continents. A meeting was held in Moscow by Russian explorers. The meeting discussed the existence of Atlantis and materials that had been found. Alexander Voronin, the director of the Russian Association for Studying Atlantis's Problems, stated that Atlantis would be found. He felt various ruins located around the world proved the lost continent would be found. Buildings were found in the waters off São Paulo, a Brazilian island. A temple was found in the waters near Europe that was thousands of years old. Strange things are being found all over the world. Is it only a matter of time before Atlantis is found as the Russians think? Who knows? I hope they are right. Why has Atlantis fascinated people for so many centuries? First of all, we don't even know if it was an actual place. Just because it was mentioned in a dialogue by Plato, people believe it existed. The equivalent today would be to go see a play and a country which no one ever heard of is mentioned. This certainly doesn't mean it was ever a real place. I think the fact Plato, a giant among the ancients, mentioned it is one of the reasons. If it had been mentioned by someone else, it would have been lost in history. For all we know, maybe it was. The second reason is it sounds as if it was a very wealthy place and could have had incredible treasure. The fact treasure is an element has kept the searches for Atlantis going. If Atlantis did exist, it could be anywhere in the world. We could be standing on it now. Curlian photography is a type of photography that displays the aurora around an object.